Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. A horrific attack occurred at Alander Hospital when one patient assaulted another, blinding her. Patrick Lee Rose, 53, of Dubois, was hospitalized at Lander Sage West Healthcare when he inexplicably attacked an elderly woman and gouged out one of her eyes and injured her second eye to the point where she will probably lose it as well. A nurse at the facility said the attack happened so fast it caught everyone off guard, and the woman suffered the injuries to her eyes before staff had time to react. Once they realized what was occurring, Rose was physically restrained until police arrived. He was immediately arrested and charged with aggravated assault. He was taken to the Fremont County Detention Center. During his initial appearance in circuit court, Fremont County Attorney Deputy Dan Stebner called the incident troubling and disturbing, as apparently Rose did not know the victim and that his mental state was apparently the motivation behind the attack. He told the judge during the hearing, Rose told the judge during the hearing that he had an acquired brain injury and had stopped taking his prescribed medications. Stebner asked for and received a high bond of $250,000 cash only. The victim was transported out of state for treatment. Wyoming's First Lady Jenny Gordon has tested positive for COVID-19, the governor's office announced yesterday. Governor Mark Gordon tested positive for the virus last Wednesday, and he and his wife have been in quarantine together. The First Lady is only experiencing minor symptoms at this time. Governor Gordon has recovered and is nearly symptom-free. This news comes as the Department of Health announced another 27 Wyoming residents have succumbed to the virus, marking the most fatalities in a single day since the pandemic began.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A 27-year-old Pine Bluffs woman was killed and a 23-year-old Burns man injured Saturday after their side-by-side rolled in a ravine. Laramie County Sheriff's Office spokesman Deputy Jeff Barnes says the crash happened around 4:30 p.m. off of County Road 146, just northwest of Burns. He said the female passenger was crushed by the ATV. The male driver was taken to the hospital and kept overnight for observation, but he's been released and is doing well. Barnes says the names of both individuals are being withheld at this time due to the ongoing investigation. An Evansville woman was arrested after allegedly stabbing a man on Wednesday evening. According to Chief Mike Thompson, police were called to 187 Gusher Street at roughly 5:45 p.m. for the reported stabbing. It was reported that the assailant was still inside the building after stabbing a male inside an RV that was parked inside a large shop. When police arrived, they found a male had been stabbed three times. They located the female suspect, who refused to comply with officers' commands. The woman was holding a knife with blood on it. Police used a stun gun to gain control of the woman, though she continued to remain combative with officers, including banging her head on the caged portion of a patrol vehicle while being taken to the Natrona County Detention Center. Meanwhile, the male was taken to Wyoming Medical Center with multiple stab wounds. They were not considered to be life-threatening. The woman was arrested on recommended charges of interference with a peace officer and aggravated assault. No further details have been released. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.